This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest with me, Sharmila Ganesan, Lim Soo Ann, and Dashan Johan. So before the break, we were talking about the turning away of refugee boats with Rohingya refugees and why this could actually exacerbate the COVID-19 pandemic and how perhaps, you know, as governments, they could be dealing with this better. And now on to our second story about something that's caused a little bit of a fuss online. The mugshot challenge is the latest fad to circulate on TikTok. And TikTok, of course, is the video sharing social networking service. And what this mugshot challenge does is that it involves participants imagining and then staging what their mugshots might look like. And yes, it is as offensive and tone deaf as it might sound. So as described in an article in Refinery29, this viral makeup trend had TikTok users creating iterations of real mugshot-inspired looks, including, you know, smeared mascara, bandages, messy hair, bloody noses, and then taking a photo of themselves that's meant to mimic what they would look like if they were arrested and put in a police lineup.
So the idea originated after users started posting compilations of actual mugshots and identifying the ones that they found attractive. This then led people to stage their own imagined brushes with the law, or, well, I guess perhaps more like airbrushes with the law. Some of them were using makeup to make themselves appear battered and bruised as though they were injured before being arrested. Others simply smudged their existing makeup and added fake blood on top. The subject then took snaps against a plain background, sometimes even holding up a sign to sort of make it look like an actual mugshot.
Mm. Yeah, and the trend picked up momentum in early April and was popular in TikTok beauty influencer circles.
Yes, it is.
One influencer, the makeup artist Abby Roberts, posted a clip showing smeared mascara and fake blood on her nose with the caption, "What would I be arrested for?" Mm. It seems to have only gotten more ridiculous from there as people try to look so-called hot in their mugshots, failing miserably at it, if you ask me. And TikTok creators also took the trend to Twitter, where they posted photos of their attempts at the challenge. Then there are even Twitter feeds showcasing the so-called hot mugshots now.
This is really just a string of questionable decisions.
Yes.
So according to an article in Mashable Southeast Asia, the controversy and backlash to this viral challenge came mostly after beauty vlogger James Charles jumped on the bandwagon, and he tweeted side-by-side photos of himself with a bloodied nose and bruised eye to his 5.1 million followers. However, he didn't caption his photos, and many found this problematic, and Twitter users called him out for depicting violence, for being insensitive. One Twitter user pointed out to James that, quote unquote, violence isn't an aesthetic.
Well put there. And another fan expressed her discomfort at James's post and compared it to surviving domestic violence survivors. James proceeded to explain that he was merely participating in the TikTok trend and that it has nothing to do with domestic violence whatsoever. Mm. But as another Twitter user noted, James's photos, without a caption or visual cue, seemed like he had just been beaten up.
Right. Mm.
And others also commented on how the challenge seemed to glamorize domestic violence, and that is especially triggering right now as cases are soaring amid coronavirus lockdowns, and as criticism mounted with people labelling the challenge offensive and harmful, Charles decided to delete his contribution, but not before he offered a non-apology, saying that this dumb trend has nothing to do with domestic abuse. What about action movies, Halloween, special effects, simple bloody noses? This is nothing new. So a bit of classic whataboutism there. Mm-hmm. It's the classic go-to for... we've seen this with a lot of people when they are called out for questionable behaviour online.
That's right.
Yeah, and here in Malaysia, there were some who participated in the challenge as well, and a news report in the New Straits Times highlighted how local celebrity Yana Nick was one of them. She uploaded photos of herself to social media, showing her with bruises and cuts to her face, plus a bloodied nose. According to the report, the Instagram photos were captioned, "I'll remember this for the rest of my life." And naturally, netizens were shocked to see Yana's supposed condition. Mm. Many assumed she had been beaten up, while others worried that she might have had a bad accident during the filming of a drama series. It was thankfully none of these, and Yana reassured her fans saying, "No guys, I'm alright, I'm just doing the hashtag mugshot challenge, but I've added a public service message to it that is saying no to domestic violence." Yana apparently always encourages battered women to speak up against their abusers.
So last week, the Women's Aid Organization, who have long campaigned to bring more awareness to issues surrounding domestic violence, actually issued a public service announcement. They call the mugshot challenge harmful and massively problematic. And I mean, even just from what we've been talking about, we can all see where they're coming from. So earlier today, I got in touch with Amnani Abdul Kadir, the Director of Partnerships at the Women's Aid Organization, to get her thoughts on why they felt the online challenge was so worrying. I started off by asking her why the WAO felt that it was necessary to release this statement in the first place.
Yes. So WAO, we've been monitoring not just cases, the increase of cases of domestic violence that's happening right now, but we also monitor the messages that's going out to the public on domestic violence, right? So we stumbled upon the mugshot challenge by one of our followers who had actually tagged us. And of course, we were surprised and we had to find out more. And when we dove into looking for more mugshot images of this challenge, we thought that there was a need to address it immediately, most especially after we saw Yana Nick had posted her mugshot challenge. So the thing that was problematic with the mugshot challenge overall is that it had glamorized violence. You know, WEO, we support survivors, and for us, it's honoring their lived reality, respecting their lived reality. So domestic violence, especially images of bashed up face, beaten up face, recreating that image, right, using makeup and so on as a form of, I guess, kind of like as a form of trend or having fun with it. That's just not honoring some of our, you know, fellow Malaysians who actually live in that every day and suffer through it. And it's also about understanding what is behind domestic violence overall, because for us, we actually receive real-life images of women who actually take pictures of their beaten-up face, not recreated images, but physically abused, bruised-up faces. They send it to our TINA hotline, to our TINA WhatsApp service, because for them, it's a way of documenting the physical violence that they live through in silence because they can't share it with anyone. So Yana Nick's message, and you know, I understand that she's trying to raise awareness on domestic violence, but glamorizing it in this way, you know, it's just not appropriate. It's really insensitive, and it creates, I guess it re-traumatizes those who have gone through it, right? So why couldn't she have, I don't know, maybe added a little more to her so-called awareness campaign? Like maybe she wrote something a little bit more on what domestic violence is. Where do you get help? Some statistics on it. Nothing. There was nothing mentioned about it. Only the hashtag say no to violence. It doesn't help anyone.
The statement that WAO released also described the mugshot challenge as, and I'm quoting here, a poor attempt at creating awareness on domestic violence, as this challenge mocks survivors instead. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. So it mocks survivors' lived realities because you are recreating the image of what you think violence looks like, right? And yes, some of the recreated images really look like being abused and so on, but it really just trivializes the suffering that women who go through domestic violence experience. And as I said, it doesn't honor what they went through. And it's not appropriate, it's not right to recreate it as a form of, and the thing that makes it a mockery is that it's a challenge, okay? Mm. So mugshot challenge, it's a challenge. It's something, you know, for you to do, it's something that's supposed to be fun, it's a trend, right? So when someone participates in this sort of challenge, what does it, it speaks volume about the person for one thing, but it also highlights the fact that they really don't know what domestic violence is about, and raising awareness on it based on this is just not right.
Mm. Now, some might write this off by calling it just, you know, a little bit of fun or a dumb trend, or, you know, or saying that there are actually, you know, just worst images out there. And, you know, this, of course, is in line with the fact that many of the TikTok users who are participating in this challenge tend to be quite young and maybe are not aware of the weight of these issues that are facing other people. What would your response be to that?
So for celebrities who participate in this sort of challenge, you know, like Yana Nick, who has a following of 5 million people, they are in the position of influence. And of course, they're going to be influencing the younger generation. So, yes, it is a dumb trend. It shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't even be happening, for one, right? And I really do think that for those who have large following and who's in a position of influence, to not take this type of challenge lightly. You know, it's not fun. Domestic violence is not fun. How can anyone even think that it's fun? It's a real life and death situation for many of our survivors who reach out to WAO. You know, many of them share the suffering that they go through, the suicidal tendencies that, you know, they experience, suicidal thoughts because they feel trapped, more and more so during this MCO period. So our public service announcement is just to, it had to be done because we need to honor our survivors. We need to create a space digitally, you know, on social media, that it's not okay, it's not right, and for survivors to reach out to us should they have any issues, any problems, and for those who aren't going through domestic violence to be aware that this is not okay.
So in your opinion, what could be some better ways to raise awareness about the issue of domestic violence?
Yeah, so I'm aware of, you know, public engagement and how they share WAO statistics, you know, on their own platform. I've seen a few people who actually talk about being bystanders and trying to get involved, or even that query of how do I get involved in helping a woman come out of domestic violence. Those are great ways to encourage care within a community, you know, to stand up for someone else when they're going through violence, or to, you know, there's a campaign that's going around. I think it's called Ring a Ring for Roses. And this is a bystander campaign where should you hear domestic violence, you know, during this MCO period and you don't know what to do, there's no harm in just ringing your neighbor's doorbell. Mm. Just to alert them that, hey, you're being watched. I know what's going on in there. So these are effective ways to raise awareness on domestic violence, because you actually learn about this pandemic within a pandemic, right? Because domestic violence cases are increasing during this COVID-19 period. And it's also, to show support for our women and children out there who are going through domestic violence.
That was Amnani Abdul Kadir, the Director of Partnerships at the Women's Aid Organization, describing why the mugshot challenge is a problematic social media fad, especially for domestic violence survivors. Just a reminder, here in Malaysia, the Women's Aid Organization has reported a pretty significant increase in inquiries to their domestic violence hotline since the start of the MCO, 44% to be exact.
Wow, okay. And one other major underlying issue that was highlighted with regard to this challenge, other than the fact that it's both triggering and trivializes the issue of domestic violence, is the fact that the glamorization of incarceration and police brutality, because, you know, where this trend started, which was in the US, incarceration and police brutality disproportionately affects Black and Brown communities. And studies show that the police force is among the leading causes of death for young men of color. And that's about one in 1,000 Black men and boys in the U.S. Can expect to die at the hands of police. That's some very alarming statistics. Mm. It's also a risk that's 2.5 times higher than what their white peers experience.
Yeah, so it's certainly not great, to say the least, that a bunch of mostly white and largely privileged kids are pretending that they've been beaten up and arrested, because they are statistically the least likely people for that to happen to. And the challenge really just takes away from problems with the prison industrial complex and law enforcement. And these are major issues in the United States.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's true, lots of bored people at home these days. And challenges like these are a way to participate in a meme. Even though you're at home by yourself, you can participate in something that seems fun as part of a larger collective. But, you know, this is something that's really tasteless. And if you really have to, there are better challenges out there to keep yourself occupied. Mm. Honestly, I didn't realize that this had reached our shores, because I remember reading the initial uproar.
Yep.
But that was when it was very much confined to that idea of, what you just said, Sue, and the largely privileged white young people who were, I suppose, mimicking and almost mocking the real lived pain of men of color, young people of color, and I was quite horrified, and I thought, like, who would possibly want to mimic this?
Mm-hmm.
And because it had already raised so much controversy, it totally escaped me that it was a thing here, until I heard about the fact that it had kind of morphed into this whole supposed domestic violence.
Yeah, and to me, this whole idea that, you know, like how some people have said that it's like a movie. You know, if they are doing it in the movie, we are not doing real domestic violence. It's just a challenge. It's just a meme. It doesn't make sense, because everything is about context, right?
Yes.
In a movie, you know what you're getting into. You know that you're entering into this fictional world. But whereas when you post something like this and people are scrolling through, and you are someone they follow, they're someone they look up to, you may be their friend, family, whatever. And when they are looking at this, their immediate thought is, oh my God, is this person in trouble? And then, you know, when you actually discover that this whole thing is just some kind of joke, it really does trivialize the seriousness of domestic violence.
Mm. And I think that's the issue as well with naming it as a challenge, right?
Yep.
Because we're seeing so many of this on our social media feeds that it's become something sort of a fun thing to do. But this in no way should be fun, because you don't want to belittle the experiences of domestic violence survivors. You don't want to make them feel like their experiences mean nothing. You want to make sure that they are heard.
Yeah.
And if your intent is to highlight the issue of domestic violence, there are many ways that don't put yourself there as the object of scrutiny or a challenge.
Especially,
right?
When, you know, a lot of them, their goal is, like we were talking about earlier, is to be cute, is to be hot. Mm. You know, sometimes their attire that they are wearing, you know, both guys and girls. And it's, to me, when did incarceration and domestic violence become something that is supposed to be, you know, like...
that can also be cute or hot?
Yeah,
and I think just going back to that point of scrolling, right, with kids on social media platforms as well, you don't want them to be scrolling through their social media feeds mm-hmm. and then suddenly coming across something like this and thinking that that is normal.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do have to wrap this up, but I think it's worth keeping in mind that social media can actually be a great tool to reach out and help people as well. So, as Amnani said, there are many things that you can do. I've seen you know, posts by people on Facebook and Twitter suggesting, you know, and to kind of actually help in situations of domestic violence, saying things like, for instance, if you are facing trouble at home, text me something. And it's a sort of innocuous phrase. And I'll know that you need help. Right. Mm. And I think even the campaign that Amnani mentioned, the Ring Around, I think it's called Ring Around the Roses. Again, a great way to reach out without making it about yourself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, if you want to participate, you know, with the intention of making the situation better, there are many better challenges out there. So you can tweet us at BFM Radio if you have thoughts to share. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We're also on Facebook. Just look for BFM The Bigger Picture if you'd like to drop us a message there. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app or on Spotify. As you may already know, we are shaking things up here at BFM during the movement control order. We are going to continue doing what we do best, and that's, of course, keeping you informed and up to date on all the hot button topics, giving you all the music that you love. But we are also adding on a host of new segments to keep you company while you're at home. So stay tuned from 7:30 a.m. every weekday here on BFM 89.9. And so on that vein, coming up at 3 p.m. is Try This at Home. And they are going to be looking at a writing workshop run by James Chai of Invoke Solutions. So we will leave you now with Really Stupid by The Primitives on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.